Carter G. Woodson. December 19, 1875, James Henry and Anna Eliza Woodson gave birth to one of the greatest minds of the 20th century, Carter G. Woodson, in New Canton, Virginia. As a child, Woodson's family was poor and sharecropping was a means his family used to support themselves. As Woodson grew older, he would work as a day laborer in Virginia before his family moved to Fayette County, West Virginia, in search of better opportunities. Woodson would begin working as a coal miner, and his father would find work doing railroad construction. Because of his family's financial situation, Woodson was not attending school regularly. However, he began learning on his own and mastering the subjects the school taught. As a 20-year-old, he began attending Frederick Douglass High School. 2 years later, he graduated high school and moved to Kentucky to enroll in Brea College. Brea College was established in the 1850s by abolitionists who wanted ex-slaves to receive an education. Woodson earned his bachelor's degree from Brea College in 1903. Later that same year, he became a school supervisor in the Philippines, a position he would hold until 1907. The fall of 1907, Woodson would become a full-time student at the University of Chicago, where he would earn his master's and bachelor's in European history. In 1909, Woodson would earn a scholarship to attend Harvard University and eventually earn a PhD in history, making him the second African-American to earn a PhD behind W.E.B. Du Bois. After leaving Harvard, Woodson would move to Washington, D.C. and become a teacher at both Armstrong and Dunbar M. Street High Schools from 1909 to 1919. From 1919 to 1920, he worked as a professor of history, dean of arts and sciences, and head of the graduate program in history at Howard University. He furthered his career as a professor at the West Virginia Collegiate Institute from 1920 to 1922. Finally, later in 1922, he would become the director of the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History and his return to Washington, D.C. 1915 was the year that Woodson founded the Association for the Study of Afro-American Life and History because he noticed the need to bring African history to the forefront. It was no secret that the history of African people was purposely hidden and overlooked. This was unacceptable to Woodson. He would next create his own publication called the Journal of Negro History in 1916. And in 1921, he established the African-American-owned Associated Publishers Press. The February of 1926 was the year Woodson would create Negro History Week to educate African-American people about the richness of the history of African people. Woodson would work extensively lobbying to make Negro History Week be recognized federally by the United States. It was important to Woodson that African history was available for every African-American to access. With that thought in mind, the Negro History Bulletin was published in 1937 to help Woodson reach his goal. The Journal of Negro History was used by Woodson to provide a realistic depiction of black life in America. It portrayed blacks as human beings from many different walks of life. Because of the publication, black people were able to learn that we were more than slaves and sharecroppers. Woodson would also choose the second week of February to celebrate Negro History Week because of the birthdays of Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. He also provided many different black institutions with information and instruction on what Negro History Week was and why it had a need to be celebrated. Woodson, along with Rayford W. Logan, Charles W. Wellesley, Lorenzo J. Green, and A.A. Taylor would become true champions of the history of African people. They used the information they gathered through research to write about and teach the alternative history of African people. This story was different from what African American people were used to being taught. Woodson and his colleagues were able to provide the people with stories directly from African-American people and other African people from around the world. In 1926, the NAACP honored Woodson with the Spingarn Medal for his efforts in the promotion and education of African history. Woodson's association, which was the main vehicle for educating black America about its past, was initially funded by white corporations. Woodson refused to affiliate his organization with HBCUs, so he lost his funding. From that point on, he was supported by the black community. 1915 was the first time Woodson became a published author with his work, The Education of the Negro, prior to 1861. He also published 4 monographs, 5 textbooks, 5 collections of source materials, 13 articles, and 5 collaborative sociological studies. He was dedicated to educating black people about who they were and also promoted people researching for themselves. Woodson is noted as one of the first scholars to study slavery from the experience of the slaves. He was also able to capture the true horrors and terror African people faced on a daily basis. He was noted for publishing such works as The Negro Wage Earner, the Negro professional man and the community, a century of Negro migration, a history of the Negro church, the Negro in our history, the miseducation of the Negro, and the African background outline. Woodson died in 1950 in Washington, D.C., being regarded as the father of black history because of his contributions to the history of African people, as well as being the champion behind Negro History Week, which eventually became Black History Month. If it were not for people like Carter G. Woodson and J.A. Rogers, it would be even more difficult now for us to know our story. Mr. Carter G. Woodson, we proudly stand on your shoulders. For more information, please visit www.ontheshouldersone.com.